It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
That was Carol of the Laughs, performed by Hey Nanny Nanny, from their album Every Day is Christmas. You can find out more about them at heynannynanny.com. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is episode 7 of our 18th season, our 406th show. And this time around, since the show's coming out on or about April 1st, we thought we'd play the fool a little bit and enjoy some of the more fun music that we get in the Renaissance Festivals. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. The show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival and the patrons of the podcast, the Ren Crews, and the podcast Minions. And we want to give a special thanks to all the performers who've submitted music for the show. We currently have 764 albums from 321 performers in our podcast library. We're always looking for more, so if you're a performer or a fan of a performer and you're not hearing music on the show, please get in touch with us. You can email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com or contact us on our Facebook page. And yes, that was a Christmas song that we just played, but when you strip the words out of it, it's a little less about Christmas, and in this case, it's all about the laughter. Our next song is Don't Mess with the Druids, performed by Dan the Bard from his album Unicorns and Dragons. Dan is a performer who crosses across all kinds of boundaries between the Renaissance festivals, science fiction and fantasy conventions, and he also does birthdays and weddings. He's also the music director at the Bristol Renaissance Festival, so you can catch him there. He does a lot of mainstream music and storytelling in schools, so he's got a wide range of experience. Most of what we see from him is of the humorous genre. This one is no exception. So you can find out more about him at www.danthebard.com.
Don't mess with the Druids or the Earthquaker town, or the walls, towers, palisades are tumbling down. 3 minutes gone and the grass will grow upon your grave where the runes will show. You're a Druid hater, a nature instigator who instilled the rage of a forest sage, who guard the animals, the plants and the trees, and the holly, oak and ash, and the wind and the breeze. Did you chop a holy hazel tree or chop a badger by the knee or butcher all the deer while you drank your beer? Did you set a forest fire or kill a unicorn? Then you bet to be a sound and you're a warning horn. They'll visit you one day without a single word to say, and then they'll summon elementals, earth and fire, water, air. Don't mess with the Druids of the earth, quick your town. Walls, towers, palisades are tumbling down. Last week I met a Druid, his name was Bill, and he saved me from a wintry chill. Took me through the forest to his home, a mighty tree, and there we sat, then we drank some Druid tea. I said, you know, Bill, I have really got to say, you're the talk of every hamlet, fief, and barony. You're earthquake the people of the cities and the towns, inns with their denizens a-tumbling down. He sipped his bitter tea, and he looked at me and said, do you know me, lad, the truth? Do you know of all the dead? He showed me a tally of the death toll of his friends. It numbered in the hundreds who had met their horrid end. The nixies and the pixies and the dryads and the fae, and the unicorns, the centaurs, and the dragon in the bay. Were murdered in the hundreds by the city folk, alas, so they earthquake a town or two to keep them off their ass. Don't mess with the Druids or the earthquake your town. Castles with the vessels come a-tumbling down. The Druids in the woods are defenders of the fae, and they're murdered in the hundreds by the city folk, they say. If you're in the forest green, better watch a kerosene. The campfires that spread across the land. Collateral damage isn't so much fun when you roast a fairy kingdom and the genocide is done. The Druids share their tea, they'll always friendly be, like Bill the Druid that I met the other day. But he has a map of fault lines of each town's geology. Lions, bears, and dire tigers ready for to slay. All the people who think Druids are just gardeners of the trees will find themselves in rubble while a bear gnaws on their knees. Don't mess with the Druids of the earth, quick your town. Walls, towers, palisades a-tumbling down. Inns with their denizens a-tumbling down. Castles with their vassals come a-tumbling down. Churches and their lurches come a-tumbling down.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople is in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the worst? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Istanbul.
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 Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Business but the Turks. Istanbul.
That last song was Istanbul, not Constantinople, performed by the Dregs from their album Dregnado. You can find out more about them at the-dregs.net. Don't forget to visit the Renaissance Stream Guide. They provide a listing of online shows, classes, webinars, meetups. Gives you a chance to get your Renaissance Festival fix when you can't get to fair. You can find them at facebook.com/Renaissance Stream Guide. Next up is The Hat Came Back, performed by Empty Hats from their album Released. You can find out more about them at www.emptyhats.com.
This is a song based upon an actual Irish custom about what happens when a man comes home late from the pub. Yeah, not like that's happened to any of you. No. But gentlemen, you know who you are.
And by the way, gentlemen, I know who you are.
And later on, she'll be naming names. Seamus, me mate, we've had a pint and lots of talk. But I hear me wife a-calling. I hope I still can walk. It's time we wander home, threw our hats into the door. 'Cause we'll both be sleeping easy if they stay put on the floor. So I stumble toward me house. Pray me wife's not mad for staying out so late. And for all the pints I've had, I take off my favorite derby and I throw it through the door. 'Cause I'll be sleeping easy if it stays upon the floor. But the hat came back, landed on me head, I guess. That means that I'm not welcome in me bed. I'll be sleeping in the barn again in a heavy gunny sack. 'Cause that's what happens when the hat comes back. I kneel, I beg, I throw me hat inside once more. But when an old wool blanket comes out, I know just what's in store. I go down into the barn so I can find an empty stall. And I can tell just by the smell it hasn't been cleaned since fall. I wake up with a start, I hear the barn door open wide. I get up to me feet, just as me wife she steps inside. She's looking even prettier than on the day that we had wed, 'cause she wasn't wearing nothing but me hat upon her head. So the hat came back and it's on me darling's head. I guess tonight the barn will be our own true marriage bed. We'll be making hay till morning in a heavy gunny sack, 'cause sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back.
Thanks to our honorary minions, Randall Kimbrough and Matt Letter. Thanks to our friend of the podcast, Mari Voipio. And thanks to the patrons of the podcast, Jazz White, Sonny LaBrunda, Mike Bartley, Optimum Prime, Nicholas Walton, Daniel C. Belton, Ron Langford, Hank Woodward, Mark Gunn, and Gary Clark. And special thanks to our longest running patron since August of 2015, Jason Youngberg.
Was on me anniversary of 30 years or more. Me wife says husband tell me something never told before. No gift today of flowers now will make my day complete, but instead tell me a secret that forever I will keep. Yeah, right. Well, I thought about it long and hard as time was passing by. I guess I must have took too long, she gave me the Irish eye. I started to get nervous when a secret I did spill. What, unfortunately, I told her was the way to Finnegan still. Oh no. Well, she smiled and went into her room and a bag she began to pack. She said, come on, is out the door, she gave me rear a whack. She skipped her way into the town, a-singing a bunny tune. I knew if I just showed her, then it'd all be over soon. Well, I thought that I'd done something right as ne'er I'd done before, when she stopped at Mary Margaret's and she knocked upon the door. I should have known right there and then that something wasn't right, 'cause she knocked upon the door of every single home in sight. Oh no! Well, she drank a pint of cure, and then she drank a pint of stout. Then she jumped upon a tree stump and began to turn about. Some secrets now a man should keep forever in his will, 'cause me wife's a Finnegan still. Of women now had followed at me feet. With rolling pins and frying pans, they kept a marching beat. Old Finnegan had met us there, a gun was in his hand, but a look of shock came over him, his wife had led the band. Look out! Old Finnegan went tearing off his gun he left behind. The girls began to help themselves, they didn't think he'd mind. They passed a pint of pure in there, a drop it touched the floor. Then they stoked the fire with some wood and got themselves some more. Well, they drank a pint of cure, then they drank a pint of stout. And they jumped upon a tree stump and began to turn about. Some secrets now a man should keep for entering his will, 'cause me wife's a Finnegan still. Still, me wife's a Finnegan still. All the men came home that evening now from working in the field. There was no one to tend the house, no one to make the meals. No dishes done, no laundry hung, no pie upon the sill. So they packed up all the children and they left for Finnegan still. Look out! Well, I caught myself a goner when the men had all arrived. To my surprise, there was no angry look within their eyes. When someone shouted, Clancy, it's the best we've ever seen, as they all began to sing out, happy anniversary. Oh.
Well, we drank a pint of cure, and then we drank a pint of stout, and we all jumped on a tree stump and began to turn about.
Some secrets now a man should keep forever in his will, 'cause me wife's a Finnegan still.
Still,
me wife's a Finnegan still.
One more time! We drank a pint of cure, and then we drank a pint of stout. We all jumped on a tree stump and began to turn about.
Some secrets now a man should keep forever in his will, 'cause we're all at Finnegan still.
Still, we're all at Finnegan still.
That song, A Bit of a Cautionary Tale, is Finnegan Still, performed by Celtic Mayhem, from their album Celtic Mayhem. Celtic Mayhem combines the talents of members of three of the Renaissance Fair Circuit's most popular musical acts. They feature the talents of Ty Billings, Martin Wilde, and Jack Stamatis. They've been performing together since 2007. You can find out more about them at www.celticmayhem.com. Another place to check out to hear a little more Renaissance Festival music in between shows is Life's a Fair. They have weekly podcasts of Celtic music, news about the Renaissance Festival circuit. They also frequently arrange for live casts on their channel. You can check them out at facebook.com/lifesafair. Next up is Loch Ness Monster, The Reprise, performed by the Flying Fish Sailors from their album Poke You in the Eye. The Flying Fish Sailors have been around since 1988, performing Celtic folk music, Renaissance music, and sea songs. They later progressed to original music, some humor, some parodies, and some folk rock. They've played everything from punk clubs to the Renaissance Festival circuits, and still performing today. You can find out more about them at flyingfishsailors.com.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Black water, still as glass. Deep stained, deadly, deep morass. Sloping cliffs and jagged crags pull you in like a plastic bag. Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Monster. Lurking, living, awful truth. Huge red eye and long sharp tooth. Slicing knives and ragged spines. Last of its accursed kind. Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Monster. High upon its gloomy shore, blood-hungry, awful roar. Grass-fed ground and bull-fed grass, plunging in with screaming splash. Dragged down in iron grip, ripped apart with iron rip, joined with monstrosity. Last awful sight you see. Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Monster.
The weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay. If you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpityada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Thank you. from their album Reign the Helm, that was the Ocarina of Time medley by Dread Crew of Oddwood. This is Greg from The Renlist. Here's a look at what fairs are going on in the next few weeks. After 2 years' hiatus, the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Urbandale, California is opening its gates on April 9th and continues until May 22nd. Also opening on April 9th are Scarborough Renaissance Fair in Waxahachie, Texas, and the Georgia Renaissance Festival in Fairburn. Both fairs run until the end of May. Avalon Fair in Kilgore, Texas also starts on April 9th and ends on May 1st. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival in Dade City, Florida, and the Arizona Renaissance Festival in Apache Junction both finish their seasons on April 2nd. There are a bunch of other events in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Kansas, New Jersey, and more. For details on all of these, go to therenlist.com. Coming up next is a song by the Brobdignagian Bards. This is If I Had a Million Ducats from their album Marked by Great Size.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a keep,
I would buy you a keep.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy furniture for your keep,
Louis XIV for an armoire.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a big coach,
all pretty with the fringe on the top.
If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to hunt for our game.
If I had a million ducats,
and we wouldn't hunt for sport, cause it wouldn't be the same.
If I had a million ducats,
we could have peasants grow our food around the keep.
A nice big garden.
Oh, a maize garden?
A maize garden with high protein and rich vegetables like,
Peas and carrots?
No, peas and carrots. No, not peas. But, there's something on my mind. I have
corned beef and cabbage?
No. No. Bananas? No.
Lentils?
Lentils!
I like lentils.
And animals.
Like Bambi and Thumper, either. Good.
Stop that.
Oh, sorry, reflex.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
I'd buy you a fur cloak.
And not a woolen cloak, cause that's cruel.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Like a dragon or a leviathan.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
I'd buy you a Saint Germain's.
And all them crazy lucky saints born.
If I had a million ducats.
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats.
We wouldn't have to walk to the fair.
If I had a million ducats.
I'd hire a knight to carry a horse there.
If I had a million ducats.
We wouldn't have to get our feet all dirty.
We wouldn't have to walk through the filth everywhere.
I hate that.
We could have
so
people
much.
Throw down cloaks for us.
I said Walter Riley.
Aye, Walter
Just
Riley.
Step on the cloaks, that'd be great.
Or peasants.
Oh, yes, peasants do our walking for us.
No. We have peasants lie on the ground and we walk on them.
Oh, we just step on top of them and mash their faces into the mud. That'd be great.
Aye.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
I'd buy you a bed.
And not a bed of nails, because that's cool.
If I had a million ducats.
Oh, if I had a million ducats.
I'd buy you a piece of art.
A Michelangelo.
Rodin?
Or a Dark.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
Of course, you know I'd have to buy you a monkey.
I've been sure always wanted a monkey.
If I had a million ducats. I'd buy your love. If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
Oh, if I had those million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
We'd be kings.
This is Greg from The Renlist. We're keeping The Renlist up to date with information on what fairs are open or closed, so head on over to therenlist.com to find out about fairs near you. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And we also have a section for vendors and performers to get themselves listed. It's quick and easy to add yourself. Simply start by creating an account on therenlist.com.
Thank you. one. He played knick-knack on my thumb with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played two. He played knick-knack on my shoe with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played three. He played knick-knack on my knee with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played four. He played knick-knack on my door with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played five. He played knick-knack on my heart with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played six. He played knick-knack on my sticks with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played seven. He played knick-knack up in heaven with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played eight. He played knick-knack on my gate with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played nine. He played knick-knack on my spine with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played ten. He played knick-knack once again with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man came rolling home. This old man came rolling home.
Hello, this is Mama and
Karen.
Yay. Now, the last song was
This Old Man
by Fair to Midland from the album
Just Kidding Around.
Now, do you know that song?
No.
Wait a minute. You don't know This Old Man?
I do, but I can't sing it.
I don't want you to sing it. I just asked if you knew it. You can find out more at How many W's?
www.free.
Very good. Fair to Midland. What's the last bit?
.com.
Very good. Do you know what this weekend is?
No.
This is a special show. Do you know what April Fool's Day is?
No.
Boy, I haven't taught you much, have I? It's joke day.
Joke day.
Do you know any jokes?
No.
Do you know a joke? Let's see. I can't think of any jokes either.
What does snowman eat for breakfast? Snowflakes. That's a joke.
Yeah. The next song is
The Land Back to the Trolls by Joni Minstrel.
From the album Joni Minstrel and the Revolution Against the Monarchs.
I like to go down and be free. Bye, thanks for coming.
Kids, what are you going to do with them?
You may or may not know that I, Joni Minstrel, am dedicated to the preservation of endangered species. One such species is our friend, the mighty troll. Newcastle belongs to the English. So say our tales, new and old. Oh, but surely you know was not always so. Now this land belonged to the trolls. They wandered free through the forest. Their troll art and music did thrive. There is only one way to bring back those days. Only one way to keep trolls alive. Give the land back to the trolls, the trolls. Give the land back to the trolls. Give the land back. Give the land back. Give the land back to the trolls. Now Ik, the troll, tells the story of how all the trolls went away. We may never know why they did not say goodbye. He simply woke lonely one day. Ik says he likes life with humans, for our babies are tender and sweet. Oh, but surely he grieves and cries in his sleeves for the brethren he'll no longer meet. We must give the land back to the trolls, the trolls. Give the land back to the trolls. Ever can find them and offer to give their land back. We mustn't expect their love and respect. They are trolls, they will surely attack. And so we humans shall perish. Oh, but let that not give us pause. For the lives that are lost will be merely the cost of a glorious, justified cause. We must give the land back to the trolls, the trolls. Give the land back to the trolls. Give the land back. Give the land back.
Your favorite Ren Fair's come and gone. No time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the Minion Leprechauns at Renaissance Festival Music.
Oh my word, Rebecca. Look at her figure. It's so large. She looks like a soup tureen. What, does she have a little man standing under there with an umbrella? Heavens, it just goes on and on, protruding like the world's largest pimple. Those gentlemen are only speaking with her because they can't get past her. She's so wide.
I like large bustles and I cannot dissemble, and the things underneath they resemble. When a lady walks by and she catches your eye with a hoop skirt in your face, you're quite taken. Only ladies of fashion can raise my passion. Good lady, I want to be near you. A whaler would spear you. You could teach a camel to hump with that antithesis of masculine rump. With your ruffles all a rustle and some hustle in your bustle, seeing you flounce makes me wanna pounce. As you walk down the walk, taking up the whole sidewalk, you bring meaning to Broadway. You say you want in my carriage? Get in, let's talk about marriage. Cause mademoiselle, you know full well, if you're shaped like a bell, then you will entice me, like Pavlov's dog. I'm salivating. If you can't fit sideways through a door, that means there's more of you to adore. Your curves are enormously pleasing. You can wear pretty hats and corsets, but please don't lose that bustle. I say, madame, what are you smashing? Cause that bustle is smashing. Stroll along with your parasol. Use it as a cane, no need at all to hide the fact your hips are swinging side to side. There's the bell ringing. Yes, bustle for me, ladies. Gentlemen,
yes.
Does your lady friend have a bustle?
Why, no.
Tell her, wear one.
Wear one.
Wear one. Triple that buttock size. Lady hath bustle. Yes, lady hath bustle.
That last song was Lady Hath Bustle, performed by Daniel Burt from his album Songs of My People. Daniel does a lot of filk of contemporary pop music, which this is a perfect example. Coming up next is Chick Magnet, performed by Nazario Chickpizio from the album It's Not My Fault I'm a Chick Magnet. This song is actually the story of the character Nazario Chickpizio, a notorious chicken thief. You can find out more about him at www.chickpizio.com.
In Sicily they locked me up for stealing chicks that weren't my own. But I'm an innocent man. Some gypsies helped me fly the coop, and now the road I call my home, traveling in this caravan. I'm not a thief, I'm a troubadour. I sing for the chicks that I adore, and if they chase me out the door, it's all at my command. And if they catch me in the square, parade me through the county fair, bear their breasts and pull my hair, it's not what I had planned. It's not my fault, I'm a chick magnet. Now in romance, take my advice, don't count your chicks before they hatch. I just can't be too stern. Love and war, they know no more than what goes on behind closed doors. Your heart, they've surely spurned. And if the Earl of York gets wind that his young hen's got you in, even if you haven't sinned, you'll send the guards for thee. They'll chase you like a fox with hounds all across the castle grounds, till you bribe them all with pounds. They listen to your plea. It's not my fault, I'm a chick magnet. Other side, my music made her want to fly. Birds of a feather flock together, troubadours they ride. When the rooster crows, a cock-a-doodle-die. Now there's a bounty on my head, the sheriff wants me live or dead. My boots are wearing thin. From town to town I'm on the run, the Yukon folks I'm in the sun. Oh please don't turn me in. I'm not a thief, I'm a troubadour. I sing for the chicks that I adore, and if they swoon upon the floor, I just don't understand. Well, what else is there left to say? All I want to do is play upon my lute for another day. My dreams are not so grand. It's not my fault, I'm a chick magnet. You can't blame me if your head's a strumpet. Well, I've been framed, I don't.
Thank you.
Appalachian Renaissance Fair of Tennessee invites you to our Spring Revels, where history and fantasy combine. Rose Center, April 23rd and 24th, 2022.
Have you heard about a big stone man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about Jeff? He loves the points. Oh, Lord, what a hell of a fight. Well, you can take all the heavy weight you got.
What you got?
I got a lad who'll take the whole lot. He used to work here as a doorman. Now he's going to fight George Foreman. That's my brother, Sylvester.
What's he got?
He's got a roll of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 brevemen in the West. He knows no rest. Pick of the man.
Elsewhere.
Don't push.
Shush, shush.
Saving room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg.
A lady's leg.
And a punch that will sink a battleship.
Big ship.
And take all the army and the navy to take the bronze, Sylvester. Patty. Well, he tried to take a trip to Italy.
Thank you!
And thought that he'd go by sea. He jumped off the harbor in New York. And he swam like a man from Cork. Well, he saw the Lusitania in distress.
What'd he do?
Well, he shoved the Lusitania up his dress.
Big dress!
Then he drank all the water in the sea. And he walked on the way to Italy. That was my brother, Sylvester.
What's he got?
He's got a roll of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest!
He killed 50 brethren in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger the man.
Elsewhere!
Don't push.
Shush, shush!
Saving room for you and me. He's got an arm like a
leg.
And a punch that will sink a battleship.
Big ship!
He take all the army and the navy to take the bronze.
That was My Brother Sylvester, a live performance by the Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings from their album No Bedrolls or Backpacks, a song telling the sort of outrageous story that you'll often hear being retold in the pubs. You can find out more about them at www.chuckawallarcade.com. I've mentioned on the show before that I have a young boy that would be Kieran, who you heard on Kids Corner, and like most parents, we sing to him each night. Sometimes the choices of music aren't the typical. In this case, he has often heard the song The Wild Rover, Going to Sleep. I actually started singing that to him while trying to give him a nap during a Renaissance festival a few years ago. The only problem is, when I first started singing it to him, I had a tendency to get it mixed up with another song that has a similar rhythm, The Moonshiner. I eventually got it settled down into singing the right lyrics all the time, or at least most of the time. But getting ready for this show, I found that the Crimson Pirates apparently had the same problem. And they put together this last song, the Moonshiner Megamix, which actually combines the Moonshiner and the Wild Rover. This is from their album, Crimson Pirates. You can find out more about them at crimsonpirates.com, and hopefully you'll still be able to think of one song or the other without getting them confused. So, until the next time, thanks for listening. Take care.
And it's
no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never, no. All me money on whiskey and beer, and now I'm returning with golden grain store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never.
I got your kill.
No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never, no more. I've been a moonshiner for many a year. Spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow and I'll set up my still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can have any day, and it's no,
Upstairs, and I'll show you the rest. And it's no, nay, never.
Take up your king.
No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover? No, never, no more. Oh, moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, grandfather, but you never kill me. Oh, bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. For your bread smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. And if I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler.
I'm not wearing any underpants.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.